Lenny from Outlandish, and you're listening to Stara.
Tervetuloa Staran podcastien pariin. Tämä on Staran 80. podcast-jakso, ja sen kunniaksi olemme kaivaneet arkistojen kätköistä muutamia klassikkojuttuja vuosien takaa. Ensimmäisenä suuntaamme 90-luvun loppupuolelle ja Helsingin vanhalle ylioppilastalolle. Yksi maailmanhistorian menestyksekkäimmistä hip-hop-yhtyeistä on Run DMC, joka on jättänyt lähtemättömän jäljen koko musiikkigenren historiaan. Yhtye vieraili Suomessa 90-luvun loppupuolella ja pian tämän jälkeen yksi kolmasosa yhtyeestä, eli Jam Master Jay, murhattiin. Tässä haastattelussa on kuitenkin mukana koko legendaarinen kolmikko, eli Joseph Run Simmons, Jason Jam Master Jay Mitchell ja Daryl DMC McDaniels. Kyseessä on tallenne konsertin yhteydessä järjestetystä lehdistötilaisuudesta, joten osa toimittajien kysymyksistä voi jäädä hieman taka-alalle. Tervetuloa mukaan.
Finland in the place to
Hello.
Be.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
When you hear a word called the 80s, what kind of stuff comes in your mind?
The 80s?
Yeah.
The 80s.
You mean the first thing that comes to our minds? The crack epidemic in America. No, we think of the 1980s, you think of the beginning evolutions of rap music. Like, we think of the 80s as the time where rap became really popular because bands like Run DMC, you know, put hip-hop on MTV. Bands like Run DMC was the first to sell gold and platinum. We think it like, we didn't invent hip-hop, you know, we just opened up the door. So we think in 1980s is the opening up of the doors for hip-hop for the world. Because it was already big in our neighborhood when we was growing up in Hollis, Queens, New York, at a time where disco in the 70s was real popular, but disco was soft to us. So, you know, we invented our own form of partying. But rap, before the whole world knew about it, was already gigantic. It was like the biggest thing in the world to us. So we think of the 80s, the tree of hip-hop started to grow.
You've been around like 2 decades now, so how do you see the hip-hop scene has changed in a way?
It's been a long time since I left you.
It just grew. The hip-hop scene, it changed because more people begin to make records. You know, you have different people with different feelings, so therefore you're going to get different types of sounds. And people will start talking about all kinds of subjects.
Right.
So just grew. We always knew it would be this big.
Yeah.
It grew to gigantic proportions.
Yo, I'm the ODB. Word. Shop.
Anybody else?
Yeah. You have influence on the new hip-hop artists. So what concrete things you can find in nowadays hip-hop that you can say, like, that's what I'm saying. We can
What do we could look at it, hip hop today and say we invented or we started? Is that your question?
Nothing
really. I think
mixed together.
You know, we just made it possible for everybody to come along and have their own format and own style. You know, a lot of the early rap, you know, with the Sugar Hill, they had like, you know, a plan and a formula. And all the groups, Treacherous Three, Grandmaster Flash, Sugar Hill Gang, they all made their records the same. Run DMC, I think we changed that by, we came as we were, you know what I'm saying? We took beats, rhymes, we added guitar, we made it that people could say, oh, you mean I can do what I want to do to express this hip-hop? That's why you got Puffy, that's why you got Public Enemy, that's why you got N.W.A., that's why you got everybody, that's why you got Busta Rhymes doing the L thing.
We didn't invent it.
No, yeah, no.
See, we were just the first to put it on TV and for you to see it. We got it from Flash, Grandmaster Caz, not from Sugar Hill Gang, because they wasn't really.
They got it from them too.
Real, but they wasn't really scratchers. They knew how to rap, they had some skills. Well, really what went down was
they stole it from
we just them. Brought it to you like it really was in the streets, and other groups came and brought it to you commercializing, thinking that that's what they had to do because the record companies made them give it to you in a different way, When we brought it to you, you got to see exactly what was going on in the streets of New York, where another group might bring it to you a little bit with a little sugar on it. We were giving it to you raw.
Sugar,
and you got to see us give it to you raw. And then, you know, some like Cold Crush was saying, we don't even still don't get to give it to you raw. By the time they made a record, the record company was stepping in. Is that right, D?
That's exactly
who told
right.
You the Cavs?
Yep.
Grandmaster Cavs. We can't
Cavs.
Make what you make. We love Rock Box with the echoes and the rhymes, but they're not allowing us to do
right.
it.
Right.
So.
And they had to go for it.
And the ramifications of that was the fact that we got to be the ones to claim the fame to the actual fact.
That the people can do whatever the hell they wanna and don't have Linsky. To listen to the band leader. The DJ Charlie Chase can DJ.
Was dope.
And the Cold Crush can rap. That's what Run DMC do. He DJs.
Right.
No DAT machines. No tapes. No drummers, guitar players. He really uses records.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, not really concrete in hip-hop today. To answer your question, we're one of the few groups that still DJ and MC live.
Right.
Without a DAT machine.
The band.
And, you know, a lot of groups took the lead of us because they don't want us to diss them. So when they come around Run DMC, they're not bringing no DATs or something because they know,
They still do, though.
Oh, yeah, they still do.
They get jerked.
We changed a couple of people,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
changed a lot of
people,
man. Just turn them back.
Changed a lot of people. Anybody with sense.
Right.
Right, next question. Because we got to go on stage. 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, okay, we're on.
A lot of old musicians. Black musicians from the 60s or 50s are always claiming that they were sort of robbed or, you know, record company took their money. So have you got your share?
No, we got robbed too.
Yep.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we're going to get
it back.
We got robbed, but we're not going to continue to get robbed. You know what I'm saying? It's been times where whatever they claim they sold, they paid on to a certain time. But they were doing some wild stuff with the contracts and always charging us back against
to a certain extent.
We got jerked.
Yeah.
We got jerked.
To
but
a certain extent.
We ain't going to continue to.
But that's because.
But you know, the record business is for the record company to make money.
Not for the artist.
Not wasn't for the artist.
For us
until
to
you,
money.
It was not designed
the
for the artist to make
money.
Artists
make money off the show.
Artists make money off the road. But, you know.
Now that's changing, though.
Right, now that's changing. And yeah. We just happen to be still sticking around. And we're going
to
make
to
another
capitalize
to
on
capitalize.
That.
Right yeah. now, we're going to be on Arista Records.
But, you know, it's good that we could say we was part of that because that's all a part of music history. You know, for to sit here and say we got robbed lets the whole world know that we're one of them few groups that have been around for 20 years or more.
But on the universal level, the universe doesn't allow anybody to get robbed out of nothing. If you understand universal law. Nobody can take nothing from you that belongs to you. Because all that belongs to me comes to me constantly and instantly.
It's yours.
And what a man soweth,
so that
he shall also reap. So if somebody has been robbing me sooner or later, they shall be robbed. And that which I put my blood, sweat, and tears in, if I don't get it, maybe my ancestors down the road will. But it stays with me within my reach because it is mine and nobody can take what's mine.
Mine's ours.
Only what they think they took, they really don't get, if you know what I'm saying.
What they thought was theirs ours was really mine's.
Mine's ours. Like, that's real though. I might be, you know, comical.
Näin siis legendaarinen Run DMC viimeiseksi jääneellä Suomen vierailullaan. Tämä oli ensimmäinen osa kahdesta Run DMC-jaksosta. Seuraavassa osassa kuullaan loput tästä mielenkiintoisesta lehdistötilaisuudesta. Tervetuloa mukaan myös silloin.